It is my pleasure to introduce Columbus's next police chief, Chief Elaine Bryan.
Thank you, Mayor Ginther. I am humbled and I'm honored to be chosen as the next chief of police for this great city of Columbus. I also want to thank my mother, Gwen, for being here with me today. Mom, you are my inspiration. I'm the woman I am today because of you. I also want to thank my Aunt Elaine for being here as well. And I'd like to thank my boys who are not here, but they're here with me in spirit, Sterling and Octavius. And I want to thank them for giving me the greatest title that I can hold, mother. I spent the last 21 years in law enforcement at the Detroit Police Department. Some of the most rewarding and heartbreaking events in my life occurred during that time. Being a part of so many community initiatives that connected the police to the community, such as National Night Out, Seniors Cupid Ball, and youth programs such as City Camp and the Brotherhood and Sister programs have been so rewarding for so many people in our city. Also, I've had tragedy. The tragic death of my dear friend, Sergeant Elaine Williams. Sergeant Williams lost her life 2 years ago to domestic violence. She was a vibrant soul. She had a smile that would light up any room that she walked into. Sergeant Williams was taken from us so early. When I got that call that night about her death, I rushed to the scene and I felt helpless as I watched grieving family and my peers. To this day, we are still waiting for justice for Elaine. Also, the death of Christian, a three-year-old. He was on his way to see Sesame Street Live when he was gunned down in his godmother's car because of a road rage incident. These senseless acts of violence never get easy to deal with. These type of incidents is why I'm so passionate about what I do, about being a peace officer. This is my calling, to serve my community and be a positive change. I face many obstacles in my journey, some because of my gender and some because of my race. I never let these obstacles stand in my way. And I'm determined to assure that issues of gender and race do not negatively impact our recruits, our officers, or the residents of Columbus. Earlier today, I sent a message to the division, letting our officers know our first order of business needs to be trust. I need to earn their trust, and together, we need to rebuild the trust of our community. Because without trust and cooperation, we can't do anything. We need that to tackle the biggest challenges facing this great city right now. We have a lot of work to do. And I emphasize the word we. No one person can make these changes. We need to have everyone involved to change a culture, rebuild trust, and restore neighborhood safety. This is going to take all of us, police officers, residents, faith leaders, business community, elected officials, and even you, the media. And we cannot be afraid of the changes that must be made. I do not live my life in fear. I will not leave this division with fear. Because in the words of one of the most influential leaders and mentors that I've had, cops count and leadership matters. Again, I offer my heartfelt thanks to Mayor Ginther and Director Pettis for choosing me to be the next chief of police for the city of Columbus. Thank you.